Blog Talk Radio.
The date was May 14th at 10 past 10. I got my world rocked and introduced to my best friend. At that point, I realized my path to be is to be the best father I could possibly be. Then I held you for the first time. I saw in your face that you knew who I was, that you felt so safe. Make no mistake, because I felt safe too. The way you fit right in my arms, it was like face true. You're meant for great things, I could tell you gon' rise, because your eyes so alive, they as blue as the skies. I wouldn't lie, you're the reason I breathe, because you smile so bright, the sunshine that I need. Yes, you're my little man, kissing on your little hand. Listen, you my shining star, proving there's a bigger plan. You're my crown jewel, my pride, my treasure. It's me, you and your mom, we're together forever.
You're my pride and joy.
You're my life, you're my baby boy.
You're my pride and joy.
Don't be scared when you need me, just call.
Welcome to the Diamond on the Rough Show with Ordinary Woman, Charlie Alejandro, and Mountain Man, known
hey,
as Chris.
How
you doing? What's up? What's happening? What's shaking?
Oh, goodness, goodness. For all our listeners, we've been getting tons of snow out here in the East Coast. I hope it's a little bit nicer weather-wise where you guys are, but other than that, we can't really complain. It's been nice. Today was Election Day here in the big, great state of Massachusetts. I guess it's a big race. Everybody, it's funny, we even have people from other states and other countries kind of looking to see what we're going to do here in Little Massachusetts as far as the Senate race. So it'll be interesting to see what the outcome is. The polls have already closed, and I guess we'll eventually get a chance to see who the winner is. Did you get a chance to vote, Mountain Man?
No, I didn't go out there and vote. But
yeah,
believe it or not, I was getting calls, even though I had the show going.
Mm-hmm.
I had these campaigners calling me, and I just let the voicemail pick it up because I was not about to click over and see who it was calling me. But
yeah, I thought it was pretty interesting just because I'm a big proponent of people getting involved in whatever candidate they decide they want to back up, but it's more about just mentioning the candidate, but, you know, getting out there and voting for them and helping them out, making phone calls, holding signs, whatever it is you need to do. And if you don't like any of the candidates, I encourage people to run for election. Pick something small, start small, and go from there, and get your chops in there. See what you can do. Make things happen. Shake things up. That's the way to do it. It's the only way change starts, and sometimes it has to start from within. I know a long time ago, I forget, some white lady said to me, she said, it's easier to make change happen from the inside out. She says, you can stand outside and knock on the door forever, and they're never going to let you in. If you're already inside, it's easier to open the door and let others in.
Right.
That was very smart of her. So, yeah, well, I got the chance to actually get to vote just after I got out of work. So it was crazy this morning. I tried to do it this morning. It didn't work. The lines were out the door, so later in the day I went. So it wasn't too bad. It was still busy. It's surprising how much interest this particular election has garnished because, as a matter of fact, for the primary, we had over 50% voter turnout in the city of Quincy, which I thought was just phenomenal, because anytime you hit double
digits. The city of Quincy? What are we talking about the city of Quincy for? We live in Lowell, Massachusetts.
It doesn't matter where we live. It's a statewide race, and it just goes to show, I'm very proud sending a shout-out to the people of Quincy for actually getting out there and making it happen, 50%. And from what I hear, the voter turnout has been very heavy. There was one particular city of Medford. They actually had half a mile of traffic waiting to get into the high school to vote.
Wow.
And that excites me. Anytime there's that kind of participation from the American citizens and they take the opportunity to get out there and get involved, do their civic duty, makes me proud. And here's a big diamond in the rough, woohoo, to everybody out there for getting out there and to vote. So
well, I'm going to say this.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody is interested in calling, our call-in number is 347-989-1473. and
or
take it away.
You can reach us, yeah, on the website, www.blogtalkradio.com/ordinarywoman, WMN. You can get in there, hit up our chat room, send us questions, concerns, or comments that way. Or you can also email me, ordinarywoman, same spelling, at gmail.com. So either way, you can reach us. Let us know what's going on, what's on your mind, what's got you up in a feather, or what do you want to share, any exciting things that's happened.
And you can also Facebook us.
That's right. You can Facebook us. We actually, someone was actually nice enough to do an event page for us. So you can actually go on there. The Diamond and the Rough Show has its own event page, and you can kind of see what's going on, share some pictures or comments if you want to become a fan of that. I also have my own Facebook page, Charlie Alejandro. I have you can become my friend, or you can fan me if you like what you see. And, Mommy, and you have a Facebook, too.
Yes, and you can go to Mountain Man 12. That's mm-hmm. my Facebook. And you can also become a friend of mine. And all that good jazz. Because
yeah, and you know, it's funny. I apologize to our listeners and to Mountain Man. They had a glitch yesterday in the system. So Mountain Man wind up having to do a two-hour show all by himself. And I have to say to that wonderful gentleman from Kentucky, my manners were totally lacking. I didn't introduce myself properly, and I didn't have you introduce yourself. But I have to say a big, big diamond in the rough, big hug going out to the airways. Thank you so much for helping my co-host out and jumping in. And if you're listening, would love for you to call back. And I'd like to give you the third degree, learn a little bit about you, and just get to know you better. We're real excited that we have such loving, kind people here on Blog Talk Radio, which I just absolutely love. I've gotten the opportunity to actually chat with a couple of hosts that have other shows that have called in, and we've stopped by. JD, the Music Man, is one of them. I listened to his show on Saturday. Very excited. Cassandra was another one. Mountain Man reached out for her. And there's a couple more that we've reached out to, and we're actually going to have them on as guests later on in the year because we just think kind of cool to turn the chairs around because when we're hosting, we do all the talking and asking all the questions. And it's kind of neat when they turn the tables on us and have someone else ask us questions and there's the opportunity to share. So we're definitely
and it is just it is so fantastic to be able to do that, which I absolutely love. And just for your little bit of info, I found some information out which is very interesting to me. Mm-hmm. About our page there, Charlie.
That's cool.
So I will talk to you later about that one.
That sounds cool. And the thing is, the gentleman that called us from Kentucky, one of the things that he commented on, and it's very true, he said years ago, in order for you to have a radio show, you had to be licensed and you had to go to school and do all of this, and it's just very difficult to be able to do it. And so someone hired you or you had the expertise to do it. That's the great thing about Blog Talk Radio. And I did a lot of research on other internet radio sites. And I settled on Blog Talk Radio just because it was user-friendly. The cost was minimal. I mean, you can even have a free show, which I think is great. And I don't work for Blog Talk Radio. I just happen to love it so much. And I know people say to me, well, aren't you afraid of the competition? Absolutely not. Bring it. There's more than enough room for everybody here. Plus, the fact is we're all different. We have different experiences, different lives, different friends, so we definitely have all different things to share. So if you are interested, check it out. And that's what I like. The other thing that's awesome about Blog Talk Radio is that they actually have tutorials where they actually walk you through it. So you learn a lot. You really do, and it just makes it very user-friendly, and I happen to love it. So, that's one of the things that I encouraged Mountain Man to do yesterday. I was like, go check that out and see how it works and learn a little bit from it so you can be comfortable navigating your way around the different switchboards and all that kind of stuff.
And it was it was very informational. I found out that I could hit, and if you have your switchboard up, Charlie. But first of all, before we go into that, I'd like to say hello to everybody in the chat room.
Yay,
Betty,
people in the
Bill,
chat room.
Cute Lisa, 2078.
Hey, Miss Lisa, how are you? Nice of you to join us.
She says hello to Mountain Man and Charlie.
That's awesome.
Fred, JJ, 3421 Mary and Sid.
That's
so hello
too
to
awesome.
All of you. It is great to have you in our chat room.
Mm-hmm.
It is awesome. And
So one of the things is, let me do my spiel before we go to it. One of the things that I wanted to let everybody know, on Mondays and Tuesdays, our show is going to be an hour from 8:30 to 9:30. That is subject to change because we're still trying to figure out the best schedule. And as some of our listeners know, I've decided, well, I got drafted, more like Googled, into helping my son and his friend. His friend started a security company and they needed some help. So I'm actually helping them on one of the sites 3 days a week, which happens to be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So it kind of has been, you know, interfering a little bit with my time schedule with the show. So what we've decided to do just in the next week or so is we're going to keep the Monday and Tuesday show from 8:30 to 9:30. And Thursdays, it's going to be from 7 to 9. Now, 7 to 9 on Thursdays, we're going to have the guests. The guests will usually have two guests, maybe three, on that day. We'll put up their bio and all the information so you'll get to know what's going on. Mondays and Tuesdays, we're actually going to start doing various segments where we can actually, you know, talk about different themes, different stuff that we'd like to share, get a little bit more into current events, do share some people's thoughts and stuff. So that's how it's going to go. We're going to fiddle around with that a little bit, figure out the best times and stuff. So, and then once everything is squared away, which we hope it will be within the next couple of months, then we're probably going to be gracing the company of you guys probably Monday through Friday from 7 to 9. But again, keeping our fingers crossed. I know Cute Lisa has a comment about if we're actually a radio station. It is. It's a national internet radio station. And what we're hoping for and we're getting enough exposure is to actually get picked up by a quote-unquote traditional radio station where you can be in your car or you can hook it up through your boombox or whatever and listen to us. And that's where we're hoping to go. We're also expanding in the 2 hours that we'll be expanding. We're also going to be getting different types of music in. We're going to have various artists share their music. So it doesn't necessarily mean that the artist will be with us that day, but we will be playing more music and
mm-hmm.
other such things we'll be sharing. So Mountain Man, what have you been up to today? How has your day been?
Well, I've had a rough date. I had kind of a rough day today. And
it's funny you say that. I think everybody did because the site I just mentioned that I was working on, everybody was having a really rough day. And it was funny to see. They kind of looked a little tired and they were just like, oh, can't wait for this day to be over kind of
well,
thing.
Believe it or not, I had my PCA here
mm-hmm.
from for about 4 to 5 hours. And after he had left, I had called my friend up and asked her what she was up to. And after I talked to her, I ended up going down. And that was about 2:30 this afternoon. And
mm-hmm.
I ended up waking up at 7 o'clock this evening.
But, you know, it's funny because I think it's got to do something with the weather. And, again, for those of you that aren't blessed to live in the East Coast, it gets dark very early, around 4-ish. It starts to get dark this time of year. And we've been blessed, because this is a positive show, so I'm not going to say anything negative. We've been blessed with very chilly weather. It's been raining, snowing off and on for the last 2 days. So I can see
and
that.
And I don't think it's going to stop for another 24 hours.
Yeah, and the funny thing is it does take a toll on you because you're always in the dark and you're tired and it catches up to you. So I'm glad you got to take your little nap, Mountain Man, and you got to get some rest and you're refreshed and stuff. One of the things I'd like to share with everybody is I'm going to try out Terrific Tuesday. I think I like that.
Yeah, well, I had actually, on that note,
mm-hmm.
I had actually seen a couple of our messages in our email area on the site, Charlie.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And one of them I really liked, and I'm going to go back over to our messages for a second because
okay.
I have to because this just hit me really good. because we, how about Empowering Hour? It's a name of it. Looks like it's a name of another show, but empowering people to call.
Mhm. You know, it's funny how, I don't know, when I get messages like that, I don't know why I find it so humbling, because I never thought of it that way.
And it hit me, I'm like, that's another good name, but we don't want to take somebody else's name. And I think we can all, and I think you can agree with me on that one. I just end up looking at it as, and this is kind of going along with a question that was asked a few days ago.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to be having those monthly segments. If I'm not mistaken, Chat Charlie, that we're going to be talking about our spirituality.
You know, that's a great thing, because that's one of the things we talk about, and I'll give you the example. My mother-in-law, God love her, I had her for 6 years. She was the most amazing woman I ever had the blessing to meet. And one of the things that I loved about her was the fact that you could talk religion with her. And we were both from two different faiths, and we were able to actually talk about our beliefs in a very respectful, neutral way. And I don't mean neutral where we would, you know, tippy-toe around it. We actually were able to share our deepest beliefs about our religion, what we liked about it. And there was never any contention. There was never any disrespect. There was never any of, my religion is better than yours, or you're wrong because of XYZ. And
mm-hmm.
that stuck with me for a long time. And I hear so much about how religion has caused many wars and so much strife. But the reality is, it's not the religion. It's people when they start forcing their beliefs on others and not respecting those people's beliefs or having misconceptions about it. So that's
right.
Why I thought having a venue where we could have people that have religious beliefs and are able to share them in a neutral, non-threatening way, where it's more of a hysterical perspective of, this is how the religion started, this is what it's believed, this is what the members are involved with, what they do or don't do. And that's why we thought that would be a great concept, because I don't want our guests to feel like they're going to get bashed or, you know, put in the hot seat, so to speak. I want them to
exactly.
be comfortable.
And it's not going to be an everyday thing, and I just want to make that clear.
Oh, yeah, no. Well, we were thinking of doing it like a monthly series, because I figured 12 months, you know, you have one religion a month. That would be awesome to just cover different beliefs. And we're going to pick and choose from the bigger ones that have the biggest misconception. I know the biggest one right now, obviously, is people that are Muslim or of that particular faith, because of, you know, all the terrorist threats and all the extremists. But I have to admit, I have some friends that are Muslims, and they themselves get very upset with the so-called radical groups, because to them, mm-hmm. it just goes so contrary to everything that they've been taught in the Quran and what their beliefs are, that it's just like, they get slapped in the face by it. Well, and, you know, Catholics go through the same thing when you see these extreme Catholic groups with, in other faiths, where they're sitting there with the signs that say, you know, God hates bleep bleep. And, you know, traditional Catholics get very offended by that, because it's like, God doesn't hate anybody. And when someone goes out and does that, it's just, you know, God is about love and peace and kindness and understanding. And I happen to firmly believe that I don't care how knuckleheads we are, God still loves us, because he's our dad, and we forget that.
Right.
And I know, as a mom, I love my kids unconditional. I may not like what they're doing. They may aggravate me, but I still love them, and I can't even fathom saying to or thinking that I would hate one of my children.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm only human, so obviously Heavenly Father, God, has a lot more patience and tolerance. So, yeah, so we thought it would be a cool concept. The other thing where I'm really excited about next month, I have a friend of mine who I sent an email out to, and I'm really excited about it. He is actually a marriage specialist. So he's going to be doing mini-series on how to strengthen our marriages from all concepts, not just, day-to-day, but he talks about spirituality in marriage, communication, making time for yourself, being selfish in your marriage. Because sometimes the father and the mother get so caught up in the kids, they forget about each other. And then there's this phenomenon when you have the empty nest, all of a sudden you look across the room at your husband and your wife and you're like, who are you? And why are you in my living room? And you have no clue who this person is. So it's pretty neat. And he also has some cool stuff for communication drills and to be able to just be kinder
and
gentler to each other.
Awesome. And that's going to be awesome.
Yeah, and I thought it would be cool.
And I just wanted to at least try to make clear that because I know a certain friend of ours, Charlie, has been asking me about the spirituality, and I just wanted to make that really clear that it is only, and we're not going to talk about it in every show.
No, because it kind of would take away from it, and obviously no disrespect to shows that's what they cover, but there's enough awesome spiritual shows on Blog Talk Radio that cover it, that, and I don't feel we could do it justice. That's why it's kind of more like we just want to be able to do it from a historical point of view, because it's a series, you know, once a month, that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
We just
and
have
I just
so much stuff because we have people from all over the place. I mean, you know, we have people that do nonprofits, like our friend David from New Hampshire, which I absolutely love because he's such an awesome person and what he's doing. And then the average and ordinary, quote-unquote, people that we have out there. And there's just so many of them. Like this Thursday, I'm real excited. We're going to, coming Thursday, we're going to have, I finally got Scotty Mack from Detroit. He's the one that started a radio station out there for underground music. So I'm real excited about that. I'm turning this feed on him, and I'm actually interviewing him, so that'll be kind of neat. We're going to have Jenna back. She's actually
going to
hear some of her music.
Cool down, girl. Cool down.
Yes. We're going to have Jenna back. I'm so excited about that.
Oh, Jenna. She's awesome.
She is. They have a couple of more songs. Of course, we're going to have Rhea Eaton back. She actually emailed me two of her new MP3s, which I cannot wait to share with our listeners. So she's going to be on later this month. And, of course, we're going to have Michelle, and we're going to have Amy, two of the winners from the Deborah Crosby.
Yes.
We actually give them the whole thing. And, of course, I'm going to corral Eric Eason. Got to have him back for an hour.
Oh,
and
we've got to definitely have him back. Definitely.
Oh, yes. And the other thing I'm so excited about, I haven't even asked her yet, this is amazing, Linda Schumacher. She is from Lawrence, and she actually runs a theater group called Acting Out in Andover, and they're the ones that I got the opportunity to do my first stage production with, and they are absolutely amazing. And I was just so psyched. I got an email today, and they're actually going to redo the play I was in last year for one weekend, and I'm just so excited. I can't, because it was my favorite. It was one of those plays. It was Flowers for Algernon, and I absolutely fell in love with the characters. And you're in a good play when you don't want to let go of the characters. I mean,
that is right. I've been asked, and I forgot to ask you, Charlie.
Yeah.
If you got the tape or CD about that.
Well, actually, I did. I was able to order it. I actually went to Best Buy. They didn't have it there, so they ordered it. So I'm just waiting for the 8-gig thing to come in so I can put it on there. And I'm like, worst case scenario, I'm just going to put it on a flash drive and give it to them and go, you know what, there you go, guys, knock it out. And I'm excited to hear that David might actually be trying out for the next show, which would be wicked cool. Great bunch of people, amazing talents. Like I talked earlier about David Cook and Molly. They were the two leads, and they just blew my mind. I mean, I've never seen so much talent in one stage. So it was really a great experience, and I'm psyched that we're going to be able to doing that. So I'm going to actually have Linda on the show and some of the actors and stuff. And I know some people might think that we do mostly actors and singers, but we do have a producer coming up as well. We've got a couple of directors. I'm actually trying to get, and I won't say from what city, but there's a police chief that I've been trying to get on the air. It's just a matter of corralling him down time-wise. So I'm excited to keep working on that because a lot of questions people have, you know, about their rights as a citizen and all the, and
exactly.
with the new change in laws and stuff. So we're going to have a teacher on, a couple of principals. So, yeah, we're spreading it out. And the coolest thing is in May, since it's Mother's Day, we're actually going to do a couple of specials where we're going to have those so-called average, quote-unquote, homemakers, housewives, which they're not. And one of them is this amazing lady. She's just awesome. She has 6 children. And if that wasn't mind-boggling enough, they're all homeschooled. And she volunteers
wow.
in her community. They're musically inclined, so she actually has taught her children how to play the piano. They all sing. It's just like, and she's like, oh, I'm just an average person. No, not even close. So, yeah, we're kind of excited about all of that. So, Terrific Tuesday, I just wanted to share with our listeners the thought that we've been talking about resolutions, right, Mountain Man?
That's right. That's
yeah.
right. And
so,
I
yes.
just realized something.
What
the last
did you realize?
Couple of shows ahead. Last night, I forgot to call myself on this one.
Oh, what did you do?
I was trying my best last night because of that little miscommunication.
Yes.
I had actually caught myself, but there were a couple times where I was trying to encourage our listeners, and I had to use one of our no words.
Oh, I can just see it now. I can't do this by myself. Well,
yep.
Let's see. Is she clairvoyant, right? She pegged that one.
Who's that?
We'll let it slide just because of the fact that you were put on the spot with the show and everything that happened. But you did a great job.
But, hey, it was worth it. And I hope that everyone that listened last night enjoyed the music.
But, see, that's one of the reasons I'm glad we brought it up. And I swear to goodness, I'm not lying when I say I did not do this on purpose. But it goes to show, and I'm going to use poor Mountain Man. He's like my little kitty cat. I use him. I do, don't I? I'm just like always
experimenting. You use me all the time. So
I
do, I'm just so used
to
it
now. You know you love it. So, actually, today I was thinking about what the thought for the day was. And, Mountain Man, you once again have provided the inspiration to me for the thought of the day.
Oh, no.
This is the year of change, 2010, and we're going to build it big and do all these great things. So we've been encouraging our listeners to rethink the way they put their thoughts together and think. So one of the things that came out of what happened to Mountain Man yesterday was the fact that if I had asked Mountain Man to actually do a two-hour show by himself, the no-no word would have came out. I know he would have said, oh, I can't do that. I don't want to. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. All of that would have came out. I need you. Mm-hmm. But the reality is that I know you, Chris. You would have said, oh, I don't know what to talk about. I won't know what to do, blah, 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 blah. But you did it. You actually went out. You played the music.
I went out of my comfort zone.
Yay, for comfort zone breaking. I love it. And that's the thought. You know, it's funny. You would have thought I talked to you about this before because that's exactly what the topic is, breaking out of our comfort zone.
And on that note, I want to say hello to David from New Hampshire.
Hi, David. How are you?
Nellie. And Rose.
Hey, Rose.
I've seen them come in over the last few minutes. Because I've been switching between the switchboard and the chat room. And the co-host is Mountain Man. We're still trying to figure that one out, how we can...
It's kind of funny. We always wind up both. It's all good. It's all good. I'm telling you.
So, and that's why I say hello from Mountain Man and when I do the co-host slot.
Right.
So everyone knows who the co-host is, even though you know the voice.
I think they kind of figured that out. Yeah, they know the voice. So one of the things that for our listeners and all our people in the chat room is comfort zone. And we need to figure out why do we not want to break out of our comfort zones? And all I could think of is I have this scenario, and again, my kids are like also a wealth of inspiration for me. Years ago, my kids were playing a joke on each other when we went camping, and the running joke was that there were bears in the woods, and they were going to eat the older ones. Yeah, the older ones kept saying, oh, the bears, the bears. And the younger ones, of course, were paranoid because they thought some bear was going to come into the woods and demolish them. Well, lo and behold, a bear did come into our campsite.
Oh, no.
Yes, so needless to say, we had total pandemonium. And the total pandemonium was everybody screaming bloody murder trying to get away from this bear, which turned out to be a baby bear. But, of course, my husband and I were a little nervous because where baby bear is, mama bear is. Well, the funny thing about it was that my oldest son grabbed his baby brother, who was 18 months at the time, and they all ran into the truck. So you can imagine, as we're running, I grabbed the baby and all the kids ran into the truck and left me and the baby outside the truck. So my son, the oldest, says, oh, no, the baby. So he opens the door, grabs the baby, and slams the door in my face and still leaves me outside the truck. So now I'm running around the truck.
Oh,
open the door,
man.
And they're like, yeah, they left me on the outside. So I'm like, let me in, let me in. They're like, uh-uh. I was like, why won't you open the door? They're like, no, 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 you're fast. You can run. We don't want to open the door. And and not only that, then my son says, besides, you have a gun so you can kill the bear. And I'm like, okay, number one, it's
okay.
A bear.
Okay.
Yes. Number two, the gun that I do carry normally wouldn't
We just had a little snafu
yes.
there. You want to repeat what you were just saying?
I said the gun that I would have normally been carried would have probably just aggravated the bear instead of actually hurting it. And I wasn't exactly going to start, you know, opening fire on a wild animal because whatever. This is kids' imaginations for you. So I'm running around and I'm like, you know what, this is ridiculous. So they all left. They stayed in the truck because they were scared out of their mind. So anyway, my husband with the pots and pans scared the bear away, whatever. So... Yeah, I was hysterical. The funniest thing was that my husband's telling his mom and his sister, the bear, the bear. And at this time, they've been joking around about this stupid imaginary bear for a week. So my mother-in-law and my sister-in-law turns and says, screw you guys and the bear. I'm so sick of you. Yeah, they didn't believe us. So my mother-in-law now turns around, and the bear's actually already on the picnic table that she's sitting on, and he's eating the stuff that's on the table. So now you see her take off. My sister-in-law take off, and my brother-in-law, who has been complaining all week about his messed up back, actually beat both of them up the hill, running. Yeah.
Say this. If I was there, it'd be an interesting escape for me.
Oh, yeah, no, it was, trust me, because like I said, my brother-in-law was the epitome of everything hurt him. He did not move the whole week because of this supposed back injury, which we quickly found out, God, I've been healed, hallelujah, magically healed when he saw the bear, because my man was up that hill, he was up, like, you know, Carl Lewis had nothing on this man. He had qualified for the Olympics that time if they had been timing him. That's how fast he ran up.
Wow.
But the funny thing is that all our neighbors, quote-unquote, in the campground had been hearing my husband and his brothers goofing around about the stupid bear with my kids all week. So they didn't believe us either. They're like, oh, yeah, whatever, you know, guys. So now the bear's going from campsite to campsite, terrorizing
all the campers.
Yes, I know. And the reason I bring this up is because later that night, if you can imagine this, we had eight kids. For our listeners to know, we're a blended family, and there was eight kids. And at that time, we had just gotten married. So the oldest was 15 years old. The baby was 18 months. So you have eight children between 15 years of age and 18 months. Well, the 15, the 13, and the 11-year-old felt, you know, they were trying to be tough. So they didn't do it as much. But from there down, I had five children under the age of nine attached to me at the hip. Like, literally, like, you know, you see those cartoons where everybody moves as a pack?
Yeah, because they grab you around the ankles and then they act as weight as you're trying to shuffle across the floor and everything
to
the other side of the room.
Mm-hmm. And no, and the funny thing is we're still outside camping, so every time I move, there's a part of me being grabbed by numerous hands, so they're not letting go. And all you hear is the 18-month-old going, the bear, 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 the bear. And it was so funny. Right. And then the funny thing is when we went to bed at night, my husband is the funniest person because he's like, oh, man, you know. Well, he went in to go talk to his sister. Well, when he comes back, I'm sleeping in my sleeping bag, and I have five bodies on top of me. So now he's like, where the heck am I going to sleep? And I'm looking at him like, good luck, buddy, because I can't even move. I mean, I had both my hands were grabbed, both my feet, and someone was grabbing onto my hair and the shirt that was around my tummy. Couldn't move.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So it was hysterical because now my poor husband is curled up in the corner with no sleeping bag. I think he had a blanket and a pillow, and he's like all by his lonesome out there. And I couldn't move all night. So like 6 in the morning, my bladder is ready to explode. And every time I even remotely try to move, I felt five pairs of hands tighten their grasp on whatever they were holding. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, this is ridiculous. But the reason I bring this up when we're talking about comfort zones was these children were literally trying to shove themselves into the same sleeping bag that I was in. And I'm like, you know, guys, I don't think that's going to work. And the reason I bring up the comfort zones was because to them, the only thing that brought them comfort at that particular point in time was being shoved into this little tiny tent with me. And as a parent, you know, you can take it both ways. You can say, okay, you know what? I can either feed the frenzy and say, okay, mommy will protect you and, you know, hold them closer. Or you have to get to a point where you have to go, you know what? I cannot let this experience be so traumatic that it's going to affect them for the rest of their life.
Mm.
So what we wind up, yeah, because, you know, it can be. I mean, you know, the older ones, I mean, now it's become a joke, but with the younger ones, he was like, literally didn't want to move because he was so frightened by this bear. Of course, it didn't help any that his brothers had been joking around all week about the bear that was going to eat us. I mean, obviously this bear wasn't going to eat us. But so one of the things that my husband and I did the following morning, and I'm not, listeners, I'm not going to say it was easy because we had five children from the age of 9 down literally going, no! You know, holding on for dear life. We made them go on a trek. We were going to go bear hunting. And they were just paranoid, like, what if the bear attacks us? And what we did on our so-called, quote-unquote, bear hunt, bear trek, was teach them the things they could do to empower themselves, to not be frightened of the bear, and to show them that the bear was actually afraid of them.
Right.
Right. So we took them out. They had the whistles and, you know, a couple of them brought pots and pans and just, you know, the being loud. And it was funny. We didn't actually see a bear. But, of course, anytime anything ruffled, they're all like bang, bang, bang on the pots and blowing the whistles. And the Jose was the funniest. I think he was like 7 at the time. And he was like a little peanut. And he'd be like, go away, Mr. Bear. And it was just hysterical because by the time we got back, I think we were out on our bear hunt for 20 minutes, if that. They felt empowered. They felt no fear. And it was funny because I swear to goodness, we've been going to this campsite probably for the last 15 years because every year they have like a family thing where my husband's family gets together. And it's funny to me now to see that they're the ones, because every year we run into a bear. It's like, it's crazy. People think we're joking because anytime a new one comes along, we're like, oh, yeah, we always run into bears. And they're like, yeah, whatever. And when the bear shows up, they're like, oh, my goodness, you know, they're literally dying. I mean, we've had friends of ours that will pack up and leave because they're just so frightened.
Wow.
And I think it's ironic and funny to me to see that the kids that are now grown, they're all like, they're such wusses. What's their problem? It's just the bear. Because we changed the perspective on them. We force them out of their comfort zone. And that's one of the things that I wanted to encourage in my children because I never had anybody do that for me. And it took a lot for me to get out of some of my comfort zones, to continue to get out of some of my comfort zones. So that's why I want you guys, the listeners, to think about, is there a comfort zone that is no longer a comfort zone, but what I call a crippling zone? There's a difference. I mean, if you have a comfort zone where you nuzzle up in a nice warm blanket with your girlfriend, boyfriend, wife, husband, or your children, and it feels real good and it's safe and it's a good thing, that's awesome. Everybody needs one of those. You know, like my kids, I know even as they're grown now, when they come home to visit, or there's always that I'm home kind of thing. That's their comfort zone. But there comes a time in life where that comfort zone becomes a crippling zone, because we use it so much as an excuse, we refuse to go outside of it and venture out into the world and make things happen.
Mm.
So one of the things that I find that I like to encourage people is think about your comfort zones. What are they? And are they crippling you, or are they a legitimate place where you go to recharge your batteries, to regroup, and to refocus on what you're going to do next?
Mm.
And I know for you, that's exactly what happened yesterday, because I know you. I know that if I had told you that, then you know what? You would have done it.
I would have really chickened out. And
I know. And it's funny because David actually shared a little thing. He said he did the same thing with his daughter in the water slide. And he said she hesitated a lot, but once she went down, you couldn't get her off. And that's very true, David. It's funny because now I found it funny that when the kids were younger, they're like, oh, I don't want to go camping. I don't want to go on a hike. This is lame. But it's funny to see them now that they're grown-ups. They're like, oh, we're going camping. And they're going out with their spouses, and they're bringing, you know, friends and that kind of thing. So it's exactly that mindset. And legitimately, there are people that will do it and say, you know what, this isn't for me. And that's great. And, you know, another example is when I was my daughter's assistant coach for gymnastics, she took a nasty fall during practice for the balance beam. And the mommy had to go aside for those few minutes because you could see the tears because she took a real nasty fall, and I know she hurt herself. Mm. But I said, get back up there, because this was 15 minutes before the competition was going to start. I said, you get back up there and you do the dismount. And you could tell she was like ready to just not want to do it. I made her go back up there. She did the dismount. And then I said, okay, coach is gone, mom's here. And I hugged her and I kissed her and made sure she was okay. I knew she was okay, but it was more of the fear factor. And the funny thing is that she absolutely did amazing during her routine with the balance beam. And years later, she said to me, you know, if you hadn't told me to get back on there, she's like, I probably would have had the fear of falling for the rest of the time that I did gymnastics.
Well, and I'm going to try to encourage one of our listeners, because we had asked her last night to try to call us. And I would really love for her to call into the show and at least just say hello.
Right.
So we could all hear the voice that was encouraging me last night, because I really appreciate her encouragement last
night. You know, it's funny, and that's what I love about our show, and that's what I love about the people that I've met, because everybody, a lot of people that I meet have this thing that, for example, getting out of comfort zones. They're like, okay, to get out of my comfort zone, I have to go out and run for office, or I have to go and save the world, or I have to, I don't know, grab my suitcases and go and to Haiti and help out there. No, it doesn't have to be that extreme. It could be something, and I call it insignificant because that's the word people use, but it's not insignificant. Like, for example, what Lisa was doing yesterday might seem minute, might seem something like, oh, I'm just, but it's huge because she was actually,
and if imagine we can throw that number out, just a reminder of the number, is 347-989-1473. Just for those who are interested in our number is 347-989-1473.
Right. And what you do when you encourage people like that, or you do those little tiny random acts of kindness, as they call them, is that imagine someone trapped in a sleeping bag, and every time you say, you can do this, that zipper goes down a click. I know you can do it. Click. I believe in you. Click. Don't give up. Click. Yes, this is awesome. You're great. You can do it. Click. You're literally opening that zipper click by click by click to the point that you actually allow them the opportunity to have it open completely, and they can come out of that and go, wow, there's a lot more out here than just being stuffed in this tiny little kind of confines of this comfort zone that has actually crippled me because it keeps me from growing. So that's why it's very important to realize that there's nothing minute about those, that smile, that pat on the back, that word of encouragement, that phone call, that letter, that email, whatever it is that you do to encourage people. You never know what an impact it's going to have on people. And I know
I've shared that before. I know there's a question in the chat room that you would probably know the answer to.
Actually, that's a really good question. I know some of our listeners have wondered, because it's a 347 number, if it costs when they call in. Well, it all depends on your carrier. If you're calling from a cell phone, it is after 9 o'clock. So if you have that, that's, you know, free after 9 o'clock, then no, it doesn't cost you. You can call in. And if you're calling from a landline, which is your phone number, if you have long distance, or, you know, if you can call outside your own area code, it shouldn't cost anything for you to call in. Because it's included. And one of the things that we mentioned earlier, we are actually we talked about it last night. We are actually working on setting up an 800 number so that our listeners can call without it costing them anything, so they can feel comfortable to do that. So to wrap up the thought, I really want you guys to start thinking of ways that you can push the boundaries of those comfort zones so that they don't cripple you, that they actually help you grow, help you go out there and not be afraid, because you don't want it to get to the point that it hurts more not to do it than to do it. And David actually had a great suggestion that I had totally forgotten about. And again, we don't work for the company. Here goes another plug.
Oh, no, not that.
Yes, I know. It's like it wouldn't be a Diamond in the Rough show if we don't do this every show. Magic Deck. I'm actually going to go pick one up this weekend and try it out. It's a device. I think it's like $20 or something, and
yes,
you can. It's $20 a year, whatever. Well, the cool thing is you can actually insert it into your computer, and it converts it into a phone line, so you can actually use that as a phone, so that you can call, and it doesn't cost anything. So yes, that's another option for people that want to find a great way. And I heard it, and he says it's awesome because he has one. So I've been meaning to get one, so I think I'll do that this weekend. So I want to encourage, yeah, I know, man's laughing at me because I'm always like plugging away.
No. I'm laughing at the other.
Oh, David's awesome. We got another plug. We can get it at Walgreens, people. Isn't that awesome? I can't wait. I think I'm going to go run down to Walgreens afterwards and pick it up and mess with it. So definitely do
well,
that.
Well, if you're going to run out, you could run over here.
Oh, no. See, Walgreens is like right down the street from me. So to our listeners, I really, really want to encourage you. Remember, this is a year of change. No, I'm not Obama. I'm not stealing his thing. But I really have just an amazing sense about what 2010 can be. Maybe it's the number. I talked to this gentleman who's from China, and he loves the number. There's something magical about the even number 2010. He was trying to explain to me what it was, but I was in a rush. But I promised that I would go back to the restaurant, and he would explain it to me. So definitely I want to encourage you guys. Please, 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 it's never too late to make our dreams a reality. Think of things that you want to do. And like I said, don't think that it's got to be huge. I don't care if maybe your comfort zone is that you've had long hair forever. Maybe you're thinking of cutting it. Or maybe there's someone that you've been meaning to be friends with and talk to. Or maybe you want to go back to school, or you want to actually dig out those old poems that you wrote in high school and maybe write a few more, or you want to finish a book, or you want to paint, or whatever it is you want to do. Let's get out of that comfort zone. Because remember, one of the biggest comfort zones that I had to get out of was my shyness. Because now you can't shut me up, but trust me, if you had met me when I was a teenager, you wouldn't remember me, because I was the one hiding in the corner, praying heavily that no one would look at me or ask me a question, because I would just turn beet, beet red and just cringe because I didn't know what to say.
Wow.
Yes, imagine the gift of gab that would have been lost forever.
Gift to gab? I know
the gift to gab, yeah.
I know somebody else who loves to gift to gab. And
so you. You're another
not
one.
Me. Not me.
Yes,
it's
you.
One of our listeners.
And yes, but for our listeners, if they knew the Chris that I knew a few years ago, they'd be pretty shocked at what you're doing right now.
Oh, there's one of our listeners that really know me, and they know that I love to gab.
Yes, before. It's funny because Chris had a love-hate relationship with talking. He loved to gab to people he knew, but he had to know them for a while and be very, very comfortable with them. So if a stranger presented themselves, Chris suddenly became the magic clam, and he'd just clam up and wouldn't say boo, and he'd give you like this look, like, who are you and why are you here in my space? And I thought it was pretty funny because the first time I met Chris, I talked his ear off for like 15 minutes, and finally he realized I wasn't going to go away and I wasn't going to shut up and he had to answer me back.
Oh, man.
And the rest, as they say, is history because we've been friends ever since. And not only that, I have to give props and I have to hold up Mountain Man because just as your whole demeanor has changed dramatically in the last 3 years. I mean, your whole, the way you talk to people, how you express yourself, how you're more willing to take chances and try new things. I mean, you definitely busted that comfort zone out wide open.
Uh-huh. And I'm just distracted here for a minute because I was trying to get my Yahoo up, and I'm really trying to encourage somebody because I don't know if they have the after 9 o'clock, what you were talking about, Charlie. The it's free after 9 o'clock.
Well, that's okay. If they can't call us today, then what we'll do, we'll make sure that we get them on the air first thing when we have the show on Thursday so they can have plenty of time. And I'm actually going to try to see if we can talk her into actually – hold on one sec while I switch. I was kind of
– Hello. You were kind of interested in what? I think we lost our friend for a minute, so I'm going to be taking over the show for a minute or two until we get our other host back here. But, yeah, it is definitely awesome. So thank you very much to all our listeners from last night. It was just a very encouraging time for me to do it. And, yes, Charlie did not mention it, so, and we were having problems yesterday with the, I guess they were having problems with the site yesterday, and so that's why I ended up doing that show, and it's just been an awesome, awesome, awesome thing, and, thank you. And I'm going to see something here. Give me a minute because I have to go between two windows right now because we lost somebody, but I know they're going to come back, hopefully. And let me just bear with me a minute. I'm sorry about that, folks. I try to do two things at once, and sometimes it gets hard. So I just have to try to work everything out and see what is going on here. But anyhow, so, yes, we do feed off of each other, and that comfort zone is one of the comfort zones that I had broken yesterday because I wasn't sure what was going on and I had to cover the show. And I really do appreciate that person from Kentucky And I hope he does come back to listen to one of our shows, because it would really, really be inspiring to hear more about it, what he's up to and everything. And, oh, man, I don't like hearing my voice the way it is. I probably sound like Mr. Froggy or somebody, but it just is so interesting to hear what's going on. So, again, we were talking about comfort zones, and yes, this year I am that guinea pig of that person, because we were doing resolutions, and we were talking about a lot of resolutions at the beginning of the year. So it's just been so, so interesting over the last few weeks to be able to do what I'm doing. And I really appreciate what she did. It is, even though there was a miscommunication, but that does happen with all of us at time to time, and we get through it, and which is awesome. I just don't know what else to say about it, but Charlie, I hope you're okay over there. I wonder if her phone went dead on her or something, but who knows? If you're still able to, I wonder if she's in the, able to, no, she hasn't answered my question, so I'm wondering, I think the whole system went down on her at that time. So until I get to know what's going on over there, I am going to say, what am I going to say? I'm losing my train of thought over here. I always lose it towards the end of the show. But I am happy for her and her friendship, and just encourage a lot of our friendships. I really do encourage that. And the comfort zones, I really do extremely, extremely. Yes, I see that, David. I know she is in the chat room, but her being in the chat room doesn't mean that she may be, the phone may be an issue. That's what happened. I don't know if you're able to still hear me, Charlie. But I'm sorry that your phone line went down. And we've got about a minute to go here. And you can do your spiel in the chat room. thank you, freezing snow. Good thing with this, the Wi-Fi still's up. Yes, okay. I'm going to say this. Don't let anyone ever steal your dreams away. And Charlie has her famous saying, I don't know if we plugged it, but I'm going to go out with all your love. Have a great, great evening, all. And thank you to everyone in our chat room. Join us again on Thursday at 7 p.m. Love you all from Charlie. I
coming to town.